Welcome back, friends. This week, we are doing an effervescent lemon ginger soda. Welcome to Bite Me, the show about edibles, where I help you take control of your high life. I'm your host and certified ganja Marge, and I love helping cooks make safe and effective edibles at home. I'm so glad you're here, and thank you for joining me today. It feels like it's been a while, and maybe because over the holidays I recorded a number of episodes all together and then kind of scheduled them for release, and I usually do a lot of scheduling for my social posts, so I took a bit of a break for myself, which was necessary. It was a busy holiday season, and I hope you had a great one as well. But it feels like it's been a while since I've sat down in front of the mic and chatted with y'all, so welcome. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for listening. This is 2024, and if you are listening to this in real time, as it were, and it's going to be a great year, I think. Lots of changes upcoming for myself personally and for the show and everything else that I'm doing, and I hope you'll follow along. If you've been a longtime listener, I appreciate your support from the bottom of my heart. It means so much to me, and that's why I keep coming back to the mic week after week. And if you're new here, I hope you enjoy the episode, you get some value out of it, and that you join me for the ride, because I am all about the edibles. That is what keeps me going during life's ups and downs. Cannabis and edibles are the mainstay of my life, and they're there for me when I need them, however I need them. So this year, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I was doing for quite a few episodes before some cannabis fun facts and also some, what else was I doing? I was doing some, why is my brain suddenly not wanting to cooperate? I was doing uses of hemp, because there are so many fantastic uses of hemp that many people, myself included, before I started doing that series, knew that it was such a versatile plant. I mean, I think we all had an idea of, you know, you could use it to make paper and clothing and sails and rope and all that kind of thing, but it's being used for so much more. So that was embedded into many of my episodes. If you're listening to those ones, and if you go back a bunch, then you'll catch them yourself. But this time, a listener generously sent me something super fun for Christmas. And what he sent me was stoner trivia. That was one of the things he sent me. And if you're listening to this, you know who you are. It was a much appreciated gift that put a smile on my face during the holidays. And I thought, how fun would it be for us together to race to 420? That's the point of the game. Your object is to collect, is to answer as many questions as you can until you reach 420 points. Now, I don't really have a practical way to do that for this particular episode, but I thought it'd be fun to pick a card from the deck and I would read it out and reveal the answer on next week's episode. And there may be some going out in my weekly newsletter as well. Maybe I'll do both. Haven't decided yet. Let me know if you have a strong opinion about it one way or the other. But I'm going to pick a card out of the deck. Ooh, and this is a movie one. And if you're keeping track, this particular card is worth 40 points. What's the name of the cannabis delivery service in the movie Half Baked? Mr. Nice Guy, Puff Snacks, or Happy Delivery? So you movie fans out there who like to watch stoner movies, maybe you'll have the answer to this. I have to admit that I have seen that movie, but it's been a long time and I don't remember, because I watched it probably years and years ago and only watched it once. There are a few stoner movies out there that I like, but a lot of them, I don't know. What was that? What was that Netflix show? Was it on Netflix? They did a series, a comedy series with, what was her name? Bates. Anyway, I had never could get into it. There was something about it, the laugh track, or I think it was a lot of it was the laugh track. And some of it just seems so cliche that I could never get into it. Come back next week to find out the answer to that question. I guess you could Google it in the meanwhile as well, but what's the fun in that? That's no fun. This week we're doing a lemon ginger soda, as I mentioned earlier, and let's get into it. So this recipe comes to you from the queen of the kitchen herself, Martha Stewart. And the reason I kind of picked this one out is because during the holidays, I don't even remember why I did it now, but during the holidays, I decided to buy myself a big bag of ginger. The ginger that I had was pretty shriveled. There was only a couple small pieces left, and I think they went into the compost. But I bought myself a big bag of ginger. And like I said, for the life of me, I can't remember why I bought it originally, but I had this big bag. And I was like, well, now I have to do something with it. Otherwise, it will go to waste. And there's nothing more than I hate than wasting food. I would love to say that I'm not guilty of it, but I'm human and it happens. That's just the way it is. So in an effort to not waste this big bag of organic ginger that I picked up from my local Asian grocery store, because the prices of ginger there are much more reasonable. In fact, the prices there are so much better for so many things. If you have access to a local store like that that specializes in those types of products, it's worth checking out, because the store in my town, I bought this stuff, this gochujang. And pardon me if I've mispronounced that horribly, but I bought some of that stuff at my local Asian grocery store that's been there for like 30 years, probably longer. A little family run store that brings in really fresh stuff every Thursday. But I bought this gochujang there, and it was priced, I think, at $8.99 for this tub. And you'll probably see that featured in an upcoming episode, because I did buy it for a particular reason. But I was at another store a couple of weeks later. The exact same container, same brand, same size, same everything. And it was literally double the price. It was $16.99. And I was like, wow, at a time when things are so expensive. So if you have access to a store, a specialty store in your town, check it out, because it's worth price shopping. I mean, when you could pay $16.99 versus $8.99, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I was looking for fun things or delicious things to do with the ginger that I had. And this lemon ginger soda piqued my interest, because I was feeling the need for something fresh and effervescent. And this one was a really simple recipe. And usually Martha Stewart recipes are pretty decent. I have made a couple before where I wasn't too crazy about them. But she's a huge brand, and they've got a test kitchen, and they have the ability to practice a lot more in their kitchens than I do. So anyway, it also did have a five-star review. It was only one review, but it was a good one. So I thought, I mean, how hard can it be to mess this up? Actually, the review said, delicious. I had brunch at a French bistro on Sunday and ordered a honey ginger soda. It was so delightful. Today is Thursday and I was craving the soda, so I Googled and found this recipe. Let me tell you, it's a dupe if it's not a little better. I will continue to make this. It was so simple. I used a pineapple wedge for my garnish. Now that's a relevant point, because she recommends using a little ginger, slice of ginger or whatever for garnish. But when I ended up making it the first time, I didn't use anything for garnish because I was not feeling garnishy that day. But this, according to the website, takes 10 minutes total to make. And I can say with some certainty that I would agree with that assessment, except when I made it, I also decarbed some weed and infused some honey beforehand. So the process took a little bit longer, but the actual lemon ginger soda itself was really quick to make. And I thought I was going to have more of that ginger punch that we're probably all very familiar with, but it didn't. It was really delightful. And I think that's been the combination of the lemon and the honey obviously made it tempered the sharpness of the ginger. So this is very drinkable. I have to admit that if you're familiar with a ginger bug, I've made a ginger bug before to make a ginger soda before. Ginger ale? My brain is not working today. I don't know. It's been a long day and I'm recording later in the day than I normally do. But I've made a ginger bud and it's basically like fermented ginger on your counter. It was like ginger and honey. Sugar, I think. It's been a while since I've done it. And then you can use it. It's a base. You can use it to make a whole bunch of other sort of sodas and that type of thing. And I remember I made a ginger-based soda with it, with this ginger bug. And holy, was it medicinal tasting. Like the punch of ginger in your mouth when you drank that was intense. And unless you're a huge ginger lover, it was probably not something you would enjoy. But this is something that even those who aren't big, huge fans of ginger would probably be able to find this palatable, but I found it delicious. So, and it also happens to be the time of year where I know so many people, thankfully I'm not one of those, but I know so many people who have gotten sick. And I feel like anytime you can nourish the body with some ginger and lemon and honey, which is essentially the ingredients in this recipe, along with some sparkling water and ice. I mean, it's going to be nourishing to your body as well as a refreshing drink. So basically, you're going to peel some ginger and you're going to blend that in a blender with some water. Then you strain the ginger. So you end up with just the ginger juice. To that juice, you're going to add some fresh lemon juice. I actually used jarred because that's what was available and I didn't feel like juicing lemons. Worked quite fine. I buy some organic lemon juice. And then you add 1/4 cup of honey. I infused the honey with CBD in this particular instance because I was wanting to really play up the nourishing qualities of this effervescent drink. I think I just like saying effervescent. So you mix all those three ingredients together and then you take a glass, you put some ice in the glass, you put in 2 tablespoons of your ginger mix, and then you add sparkling water, you garnish and enjoy. Like literally that simple. And the fun thing about this particular recipe as well is that the ginger base can be stored in a container in the fridge for up to a week and you can make multiple drinks with it. So just because I think they say here 10 drinks if you're using 2 tablespoons per drink. And of course the honey is infused. You might be thinking 1/4 cup of honey is a lot, but when you think about how much is actually in that drink, it's just a touch of sweetness. It's so lovely and delicious. And you can obviously pretty it up by the glass that you put in, the garnish that you choose, like the ginger, or like this review person said, they used pineapple, whatever you happen to have, if you're serving it for other people. And if you really like it, you could probably always double the batch as well. Or you could add THC infused honey instead, or there's so many things you could do with this, but it's a great way to use up some ginger. Although frankly, I bought this big bag of ginger and I only called for 1/4 cup. I was hoping to use more. So you might see some more ginger inspired recipes coming your way in the coming month or so. But this one was a really fun one to try. I think you'll enjoy it. And again, because it's so quick to put together and depending on how you infuse it, you can share this. Because I infuse it with CBD, I can share it with other people who may not be so keen on getting high. I also sometimes like having CBD throughout the day and I don't always want to get high during the day, but I do like the qualities that CBD brings to my body. And so I can enjoy this drink throughout the day. And I'm not going to be worried about sugar content or anything like that as well, because it's quite reasonable. So this was a fun, delicious drink to make, and I encourage you all to try it because I think you'll enjoy it. And if you have any suggestions for ginger-based recipes that I should try, I would love to hear them. Oh, that totally reminded me why I bought the ginger in the first place. And it was kind of intended for the show. I was going to make candied ginger because I haven't had that in a long time. And I love candied ginger. And it reminds me of my grandfather. My grandfather was British and he loved candied ginger. And when I was young and he was still alive, I didn't appreciate it. And I wish I had at the time because now I love it. Have you ever had those ginger chews as well? Oh, those things are so good. And I'll buy a package and then I'll end up eating them all. I suggest you try this recipe out and let me know what you think. And again, like I said, if you have any ginger-based recipes that you really enjoy, let me know. So this episode was a little bit on the shorter side because I have to admit, I'm just getting back into the swing of things after a great holiday and time off. And things are still progressing as far as, you know, I'm going to be moving soon and all that kind of thing. So there's lots of stuff going on, as there probably are for all of you out there. And this drink is going to help me stay sane. So that's it for this week, my friends. As always, please share the episode with someone that you think might enjoy it, because word of mouth literally is the best way to spread the word about this show. And you can always talk to me. You can email me. There's the podcast hotline. If you want to share your voice with me, you can message me over on Instagram. That's the social platform that I'm most active on. You can always stay up to date with the newsletter or the Bite Me Cannabis Club. Something I'm thinking about starting over there is live streaming some of my episodes, maybe starting with some interviews. I'm already kind of working on that, and it's free for the first 100 members. And of course, consider using the products and services on the Marge Recommends page, because that really helps support the show and help me keep these episodes coming to you. So that's it for this week, my friends. I'm your host, Marge. And until next time, stay high.